Welcome to episode 882 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our search for Jesus takes us to the 31st book of the Old Testament, the book of Obadiah, and we will just spend one day here. Obadiah, the author of the shortest book in the Old Testament, remains one of the more enigmatic figures among the biblical prophets. The name Obadiah means servant of Yahweh or worshiper of Yahweh. The book itself is a single chapter long, consisting of only 21 verses. Obadiah's prophecy focuses on the judgment of Edom, a nation descended from Esau, Jacob's brother. Edom is condemned for its pride and particularly for its harsh treatment of Judah during the Babylonian invasion and capture of Jerusalem in 586 BC. While the exact dating of Obadiah is a subject of scholarly debate, the most commonly accepted time frame for his writing is shortly after the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians, placing him in the 6th century BC. Little is known about Obadiah's personal life, and he is not identified with any other Obadiah in the Bible, though the name was quite common in Jewish history. Unlike other prophets who addressed Israel or Judah, Obadiah's message targets Edom, making his book unique. His focus on divine justice and the sovereignty of God over the nations is a central theme. Some Jewish and Christian traditions see Obadiah's prophecies as having eschatological significance, pointing to a future day of judgment not only for Edom, but for all nations that oppose God's people. Obadiah's denunciations of Edom find parallels in other prophetic books, including Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Amos, which may indicate a shared cultural and theological context, or possibly that these prophets were contemporaries. In Jewish tradition, Obadiah is sometimes considered a convert from Edom, a descendant of Eliphaz, the friend of Job. This tradition highlights the theme of a turn from enmity to servitude under Yahweh. In Christian theology, Obadiah is seen as a prophet who underscores the justice of God and the eventual triumph of the faithful, themes that resonate with New Testament messages about the ultimate victory of God's kingdom. While details about Obadiah's life and the exact circumstances of his prophecies remain sparse, the powerful message of his book has made a significant impact on Jewish and Christian theology, emphasizing the divine retribution awaiting unjust nations and the eventual restoration of God's people. And the book of Obadiah, while brief, is rich with spiritual takeaways and themes that resonate with both ancient and contemporary audiences.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Key Spiritual Lessons Derived from the Prophetic Book of Obadiah.
Number 1.
Divine Justice and Retribution. Obadiah emphasizes that God is a just judge who will not tolerate violence, pride, or wrongdoing, particularly when directed against his people. Edom's harsh treatment of Judah during their time of disaster is met with a promise of divine retribution. This underscores the principle that God holds nations and individuals accountable for their actions against others. Like Joel and Amos, Obadiah speaks of the day of the Lord, a time of divine judgment against Edom and other nations. This concept aligns with the New Testament revelation of Christ as a judge who will come to execute justice upon the earth.
Number 2.
The dangers of pride. One of the central themes in Obadiah is the danger of pride. Edom's pride led to its downfall. They felt secure in their mountain strongholds and looked down on their brother nation, Israel. This pride blinded them to their own vulnerabilities and to God's sovereignty. The book serves as a cautionary tale against the arrogance that can lead to moral and spiritual decay.
Number 3.
Brotherhood and Solidarity. Obadiah condemns Edom for its failure to help their brother Jacob, Israel, when strangers carried off his wealth and foreigners entered his gates. The prophet calls out the lack of brotherhood and solidarity, teaching the importance of empathy and support for others, especially those with whom we share bonds of kinship or faith.
Number 4.
The sovereignty of God over nations. Obadiah presents a powerful depiction of God's sovereignty over all nations. The divine judgment pronounced against Edom illustrates that no nation, regardless of its power or geography, is beyond the reach of God's governance. This reinforces the concept that human history is under divine supervision and control.
Number 5.
Hope and restoration. Despite its focus on judgment, Obadiah also offers a message of hope and restoration. The prophecy concludes with the assurance that the house of Jacob will be a fire, the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau stubble, indicating that God will restore the fortunes of his people and establish his kingdom. It reminds believers of the ultimate victory of God's people and the establishment of his just and everlasting kingdom. This prophetic vision parallels the messianic kingdom inaugurated by Christ, whose reign brings restoration and peace. Jesus is the fulfillment of the promises of restoration and the eternal reign of God's kingdom.
Number 6.
The deliverance of the Mount of Zion. In Obadiah verse 17, there is a promise that on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and it shall be holy, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. This anticipates the deliverance brought through Jesus, who through his death and resurrection delivers from sin and death all who believe in him, making them holy before God.
Number 7.
Justice for the oppressed. Obadiah's condemnation of Edom for its treatment of Judah during their time of distress resonates with Jesus' mission to proclaim good news to the poor, liberty to the captives, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Jesus embodies the ultimate divine response to injustice, providing both spiritual and ultimate cosmic justice.
Number 8.
Repentance and return to God. Implicit in Obadiah's message is the call for repentance. By showcasing the consequences of Edom's sins, the book serves as a warning to others to turn back to God and away from sinful behaviors. This call to repentance is a cornerstone of biblical prophecy, emphasizing that restoration with God is always possible through sincere repentance.
Number 9.
Universal scope of God's plan. The inclusion of Gentile nations in the prophetic discourse underscores the universal scope of God's redemptive plan. It serves as a reminder that God's purposes encompass all humanity, not just the people of Israel. Although Obadiah primarily addresses Edom, the implications of the prophecy extend to all nations. In a similar way, Jesus' ministry, though rooted in Israel, extends salvation to all nations of the world, fulfilling prophecies that the Messiah would be a light to the Gentiles, which we find in Isaiah 49, verse 6.
Number 10.
The faithfulness of God. Obadiah underscores God's commitment to justice and his faithfulness in fulfilling his promises. Jesus is the ultimate demonstration of God's faithfulness, fulfilling the law and the prophets, and enacting God's plan of salvation for humanity. Obadiah's teachings, though rooted in historical events between Edom and Judah, provide timeless lessons on the nature of sin, the certainty of divine justice, and the availability of God's mercy through repentance. These themes encourage believers to live righteously, support one another, and remain humble under God's sovereign rule. Father, we confess that at times we, like Edom, can be prideful and complacent. We ask for your forgiveness and pray for the grace to see beyond our circumstances, to empathize with those who suffer injustice and oppression. Teach us to not stand idly by when we witness wrongdoing, but empower us to be agents of your justice and peace. We are grateful for the promise of restoration, a reminder of your constant work to renew and heal a broken world. May this promise fill us with hope and inspire us to actively participate in your redemptive work. Help us to hold fast to the truth that you are in control and that your plans are for our good and your glory. As we go forward, let the lessons from Obadiah resonate within us, motivating us to live lives that reflect your love and righteousness. May we be vigilant in our faith, steadfast in our commitment to justice, and eager to spread the hope that is found only in you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence among us, for guiding us through your Holy Spirit, and for the ultimate restoration found in Jesus. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.